Gio Gonzalez and the first place Nationals begin the second half in Cincinnati Friday, and Gonzalez gets plenty of support from Bryce Harper.
Adelman checks the runner, the pitch, and crushed out of right field, and it is a 4-0 ball game. That is now 9 consecutive ball games that Tim Adelman has allowed a home run. 2-1 fastball right down Broadway, and it ends up in the seats.
No defending that. No.
And if that was a changeup, it was way too hard. 86 miles an hour, belt high to Bryce Harper on a 2-1 count.
They shift Harper, cheating Cozart way up the middle. Harper swings, rips one towards center. This is another home run. This is a straightaway blast for Bryce Harper over the wall in center. Home run number 22 and a two-run homer night for the all-star right fielder of the Nationals. And it is now 5-0 Nats. Both the balls that Harper hit tonight were no doubt home runs. I think that 21 of them given up now by Tim Adelman this year. Harper scored 3 of the 5 Nationals runs, and they're up 5-0. Leadoff man out, bottom of the 5th. Patrick Kiblihan is announced as the pinch hitter for Ariel Hernandez up in D.C. And he swings and misses here, and he's very quickly disposed of by Gio Gonzalez, and there are 2 out. Swing and a miss. Hamilton strikes out, and the Reds go down in order for the 2nd time tonight. We'll head to the 6th here at GABP. The score, Nats 5, Reds nothing. Votto will lead things off here in the bottom of the 9th inning. And here is Gio Gonzalez working the 9th inning, at least at the frames beginning against Joey Votto. He works at a 2-1, and Votto lifts it in the air toward left, playable for Heisey. To his left, in fair ground, Heisey is there. And Votto's retired for out number 1. Here comes Dusty Baker. Gio Gonzalez, who has in his career 4 complete games, 2 complete game shutouts, is not going to get the opportunity for number 3 right here. Dusty Baker to the mound. And the Nationals will make a pitching change. And it made a call to the bullpen.
The Reds fall behind early to Washington and are not able to recover. They fall to 39-50 on the season. Here's their manager, Brian Price.
I think it was he got himself into some good counts. And some guys he's able to get the ball by. And not that that's the goal, but others, you know, he had a hard time finishing them off with 2 strikes. And so that's kind of a work in progress. You know, he was working on me bouncing breaking balls and tried to go in with some fastballs or make good pitches with his changeup. And he made some mistakes that they were able to square up and put some runs on the board. We didn't put a lot of pressure on Gio either, you know. So there just was really no push at all against Gonzalez to get ourselves back into the ballgame until the 9th. A couple departments that really weren't on top of their game today. Yeah, I think we had 6 base runners total off them, off of Gio. So that's a dominant performance. And you know what? We don't have to tip our hats too often to starting pitchers. And I know we have, we're going to see some good pitching in this series. We saw one of their really tough starters there with Gio with a sub-3 ERA and did a super job controlling the strike zone. But we got to put more pressure on these guys and keep the runs down early and give ourselves a chance to take their lead and get deeper in the game, get in the bullpen.
The Reds will look to even up this series with the Nationals on Saturday when rookie Luis Castillo makes the start.